From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. The Missouri Senate's schedule remains vague during the final week of the legislative session. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Many of the top issues left unfinished during the few days remaining are in the Senate's hands. But President Pro Tem Ron Richard gave no clues Monday night as to when they take up which bills.
When's Paycheck Protection going to come up this week?
This week.
When, though?
This week. Stay tuned.
Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe was a little more forthcoming. He told reporters Monday they would likely make time this week for the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program bill. The so-called Personhood Amendment has not yet been scheduled for a hearing, casting doubt on its chances for passage. But Kehoe won't rule it out.
In this building, I think nothing is ever dead until 6 o'clock on Friday.
In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A national gun control group says it is running an ad in Jefferson City urging lawmakers to reject a bill making it easier to carry concealed guns. The ad by Every Town for Gun Safety is to start airing today in mid-Missouri. It comes as lawmakers face a Friday deadline to pass bills this year. Lawmakers are considering whether to allow people to carry concealed guns without a permit anywhere they can now carry openly, something that doesn't require a permit. The ad says that would allow people to circumvent safety training, and dangerous people could more easily carry concealed guns. Supporters say the measure would help people protect themselves. The bill has passed the House and is awaiting action in the Senate. Missouri's schools would have to develop suicide prevention policies under a bill moving through the legislature. The House voted yesterday to pass the legislation, which would require colleges and universities to give all incoming students information about mental health resources. Universities and colleges would also have to educate students on recognizing depression and suicidal behavior. The proposal calls on K-12 school districts to adopt suicide awareness training and policies by July of 2018. The bill also requires higher education institutions to develop a way for people to anonymously report unsafe or criminal activities. The bill now heads to the Senate, which has already passed a version of the bill. Missouri lawmakers have passed an income tax deduction for active duty members of the military. Senators voted unanimously yesterday to send the legislation to Governor Jay Nixon. The measure would allow members of the armed forces to deduct income earned on active duty from those members' adjusted gross incomes for the state. Married couples filing jointly could also deduct that income. Legislative researchers estimate the proposal would cost the state at least $3.6 million in lost general revenue for a full fiscal year. Republican sponsor Senator Wayne Wallingford says the loss is worth helping members of the military. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.